Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together for Jesus, son. Come on.
radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know the name of that song leader or the name of that choir, but I love that song. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. He is good. He's worthy this morning. Hallelujah. We thank him for another Thursday morning, a Thursday morning we never saw before. September the 2nd, 2021, 9 months and 2 days into this new year. He is worthy. Hallelujah. And we want to give him thanks. Oh, yeah. For he has taken good care of us, brought us up into this present time. Things could have been so much worse. Oh, but he lives and he loves his people. Hallelujah. I was looking this morning at Jeremiah. And, you know, sometimes God may not send a warning or allow us to know what, you know, is going on. But this is when we trust him. We have faith in him and, you know, we trust him and we keep praising him and we keep repenting and we keep praying and we keep seeking his instructions. Yeah, because we don't know what's going on. But if we'll go back in his word, he let us know when you hear these things, don't be alarmed. Just know it's closer to my return. I'm coming back for you. Continue to endure. Hallelujah. Continue to praise me. Continue to seek me. Continue to walk in my word, walk in my way. Continue to obey me. You're going to be all right. Your family's going to be all right. Yeah, but we can't look at situations and think. We got to stay alert. There are those of us that God has called, some he has chosen. And we're not sure about that thing, so we're yet waiting. But what we're doing, we're holding the people up that's waiting on us because he has assigned people to us and assigned us to people. And we want to step out in faith unto him. Yeah. And walk according to his way. And I've told him many times because I wasn't sure. I tried to make my calling and election sure and looked like it was taking a long time. And I just told him, Lord, I believe this is what you would have me to do. And if it's not what you would have me to do, stop me right now. Do not allow me to do it. But if it's your will for me to do this that I believe you assigned me to, Lord, strengthen me and stir up the gift in me and let me go forward. And he has done this many times for me. I wasn't sure, but I believed it was him. And the thing I was believing, it would work together for someone else's good. And guess what? It would even come back and bless me because I obeyed God. So I stepped out in faith. Yeah. And I couldn't be concerned about what people thought. Because I knew the harvest was plenteous, but the laborers was few. And I prayed that he would send more laborers, but I had to remember the work that he called and chose me for. And some days I wasn't sure this was the area where he wanted me to work. These were the people that he wanted me to work with. But when I prayed that prayer, he went on and showed me. Once I stepped out in faith, the work increased. And guess what? It was a successful work in him, not in me, but in him. I was just a vessel that he chose to do it. Oh, yeah. And in this hour, we need to stir up gifts in us. We need to pray and ask God to stir up gifts in us because so many are in trouble. So many are going through. I heard a list of stuff that was going on last night. I was like, my goodness. But it all goes back to 2 Chronicles. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face. Everybody waiting for God to remove the pandemic, to remove the variants, to move COVID. But when are we going to humble ourselves and pray? That's what he's waiting on. To to seek his face and to turn from our wicked ways. That's what God is waiting on. I can't say God sent this, but I will say he allowed it. And the believer accepts what God allows. We're better off anyway. I was talking to a brother last night, and he was trying to tell me what the news said and what Mr. Biden done and this and that. God didn't send this. I said, listen, although he may not have sent it, he allowed it to come. And we got to go back to him. See, sometimes it's when we are in dire straits that we then begin to seek God. All before things was going good, you know, we gave him a hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We clapped our hands. But when we're in dire straits and we really need him to move for us, we give him our all. We remember him. We remember his word. We begin to obey things we hadn't done since we got saved. We begin to seek him then. But we need to seek him for the work. We need to seek him for what he brought us forth into this world for. Because he didn't just bring us in here to have some people in a world. He brought us forth so we could learn of him. So that we could have a good life. And after Adam and Eve messed up, he yet found a way to redeem us back to him so that we can have an even better life. Because we're going back with him one day. And I believe in that life, it's the original life he started out to have for us. You know, no crying, no dying, no sickness. We eat the proper food, the correct food that he designed. Yeah, because when he come back, we won't need food. I don't know if we'll need water. Hallelujah, because we're no longer in a natural body, but now we have a spiritual body. And these are things we need to think on today. Yeah, I began to think early this morning, the scripture that he gave me, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in his sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. When we focus on these things, quick to hear, slow to speak. And we focused because, see, we got to get focused. A sister told me something, and she told me that there was some stuff in her that God had to work out. And once he completed the work in her, then she felt better. She knew that the work was done. And I began to look at myself. Lord, you're not done with me. This happened, that happened, because you got to complete the work in me so that these things can come along and I won't mess them up. Yeah. He's faithful unto us. He's our God and we are his people. But we must give him our all. We must give our whole heart to him. Yeah. I turn the TV off, and if I turn it on, I got it on Proverbs. I got it on Psalms. I got it on something, Matthew, something. And get away from what the world is talking about. Get away from the movies that even Pure Flicks has put out, you know, things that will encourage us in God is what I'm seeking these days. Because I want to be encouraged in him the more. Many times I won't know what's going on. Many times people call me and they seeking God to find out if he can tell me what to tell them that's going on with them. Many days this is not what he does. Many days he says to pray. Some days he said, just quote my word. And if they can grasp my word, they're going to be able to stand. And no matter what this is that's going on with them, they're going to understand that I'm going to work it out for their good. Yeah. And it's going to be all right in Jesus' name. Yesterday, I'm talking about that phone went crazy, looked like to me. I turned it. I was intending to turn it off and forgot to turn it off. I said, I'm going to take a nap. I can't do no more right now. 2 hours later, the phone rang and waked me up. I got up. And I could only text the person back. And almost 1 o'clock this morning, the call came back in. God is faithful to us if we can be faithful unto him. Because there would be all kinds of situations according to your ministry that will come your way. Yeah. And we got to testify. Please, let's testify unto God to others. Let's tell others about his goodness. Because you're going to hear people saying all kind of things because of COVID, because of Afghanistan, because of the hurricanes and the this and the that. But we serve a risen Savior. We have a God that loves us. And whatever we go to him with, his ears are not deaf and his arms are not too short to reach down. I got a tad bit of somewhat bad news yesterday. And I told a person, listen, it does not matter really because of this. God's will is going to be done. You can't do anything about it. I can't do anything about it. We just got to wait on him. You know, and I'm grateful. People call me and encourage me about my daughter. They send me texts, you know, emails and different things. But I trust God. I'm not down. I'm not depressed. I'm not sad over it. I'm looking to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from the Lord. He made the heavens and the earth. And I can't love a daughter more than I love God. Because if I love anything more than I love him, I'm not worthy of him. And today I want to stay worthy in his sight. Hallelujah. I may not be perfect. I'm yet striving, but I yet can be worthy. Hallelujah. In his sight. And I feel all right there this morning. Amen goes right there. We just got to lift up and believe God. Believe his word. Don't let your flesh tell you stuff. Don't let the enemy come in and talk to you. My dad used to say, nip it in the bud. Stop it right now. Uh-uh, I can't hear that. I can't hear that today because I serve a risen Savior. Sometimes I begin to quote the word back. No. God said, I'm the head and not the tail. Hey, the weapon has formed with my daughter, but he said it won't prosper. And when it formed, he want to see what I'm going to do. I'm going to stand on his word. His word says she's filled, she's healed, and she's got the victory. So do I. And no matter what God's will is, I accept what he allowed, and I yet tell God thank you. If she die, I got to tell God thank you. He know what's best for us. But he called us to something. And I can't just be home sad and crying and just all upset. And he called me to a work. He chose me for a work. I got to keep going. She got to stand before God for her, and I have to stand before me. And when I stand before him, I want him to see I obeyed him. No matter what the cost, because I can't let anything separate me from the love of God. I got to stay loving him. And if I believe him and I believe his word, I can keep going. Why is that, Barbara? I'm trusting him. I have faith and I believe he's going to do it. Yeah, and it's all right this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank him today. Listen, we're going to one more song, and when we come back, we're coming back with our morning prayer, our scripture reading, and we're going to continue to talk about our subject for today, our title. And it's Jeremiah and the Word of God. It's Jeremiah and his assignments. God gave Jeremiah assignments to do. And he wanted to have an excuse or excuses even. But when God got through, Jeremiah had to obey. Same thing with me. When he got through with me, I had to obey. I could no longer hold back. I could no longer run and hide. I wasn't hiding nowhere. He knew where I was. But sometimes we feel like, well, if I don't do this, he's not. No, he's going to yet wait on me. His patience is much longer than ours. He had patience from the beginning of time, from the beginning of us even hearing about him. He had patience. Between Adam and Jesus, God yet had patience. And he come up with the way to redeem us back to him. We were separated from God. Anybody believe that? And he sent his son. He sent his word. He sent his prophets. Yeah. He sent leaders. Hallelujah. And that day come, on the day of Pentecost came. Yeah, when we received, we were able to receive even more. And after he sent Jesus, then, you know, things got easier for man. But even the easiest way God sent man still reject. He still rejects God. Yeah. And it just can't believe that I can just accept him and I'm going to be all right. They can't believe that. They need something hard. I've met people that say, you don't understand what a sinner I am. You don't understand I murdered somebody. You don't understand I raped somebody. You don't understand I just didn't like the way the person looked and beat them down with the gun. See, you don't understand. I don't have to understand because he does. He was the one that said, come unto me, all that are burdened and heavy laden. I give you rest. He was the one that said, if you believe on me, and you called on me, you'll be saved. He was the one said it, not me. I don't have to understand. I simply have to understand him and what his word says. And I need you to believe. I have a young man right now I'm working with. He's locked up. And he told me he come up in the church and everything, but he left God along the way. He said it went, what he asked God for, God wouldn't answer him. And he said, I need help. Can you help me? I said, yeah, I can help you. And I began to give him instructions. He wrote me back and he was telling me his instructions. I wrote him back and I let him know, listen, if you want help, because you said you want to walk this walk, you got to listen. I said, you think you're getting instructions from me, but it won't be from me. It will be God, the instructions he's giving to you because he loves you. And it all starts with faith. And I gave him Hebrews 11. And I went on to tell him about prayer. Hey, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Then I went on to tell him about the word. I told him about humbleness. I gave him scriptures in John to read. I'm just waiting for him to write me back. He said he didn't have but one stamp. And if I didn't hear from him, it was because he didn't have stamps to write me on JPay. You know, they got the laptops now that you can email on the laptops in prison. So I was blessed this morning to buy 27 stamps for $11. And I sent him 10 and I kept 17 because I got other people, you know, the right too. And look at God. God even made the correspondence easier because I used to have to type the letters up, take them to the post office. Now all I mainly have to do is email. Just type it and send it. God is faithful to us, and he make ways where we see no ways. Yeah, I was saying he make ways out of no ways, but there was a way. I just didn't see the way. I just didn't know the way. Only he knew the way. Hallelujah. And so I'm grateful unto him for that this morning. I'm thankful unto Almighty God because he yet love us. And no matter what we're facing, no matter what we're going through, he's yet on our side. And he's for us this morning. We just got to be for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we go into this one, and when we come back, we're coming back with our morning prayer and our morning scripture reading, and we're going to talk about Jeremiah and his assignment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, there's none like him today. Hallelujah. God is faithful. And we thank him right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
The love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah. Blessings and honor and all the glory belongs to you. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for sanctifying me. Thank you for your spirit living in me today. Thank you, Lord, for leading and guiding me in the right path for your name's sake. For Father, there's none like you. Hallelujah. We come before you this morning in the name of your son, Jesus. Father, we thank you for this Thursday morning, September the 2nd, 2021. We thank you for a day we never saw before, for so many have gone on. But Father, you allowed us to be here yet to get it right with you, yet to be able to share more, yet to be able to talk of your wondrous works and make known your deeds among the people. All you went through so much for our sake. And Father, you love us this morning and help us to love you back. We give you glory. We give you honor this morning, for there's none like you. We love you today. We appreciate you. We're grateful unto you, Almighty God, who have all power. Oh, there's no higher power, Jehovah. We thank you this morning. We come thanking you. We come bow down before you in humbleness today. And Father, right away we say this morning, have your way. Have your way. Strengthen us, O God, as you have your way in our lives. Because many times we don't understand. Many times we don't know what's going on. Sometimes, Father, we even allow the flesh to overrule what the Spirit is trying to do, what the Spirit is trying to show us. And we come this morning bow down asking for forgiveness. We come this morning asking that you would complete in us that good work that you began. Lord, we ask that you would stir up the gifts in us this day, that we would get the work unto you done. For night is coming, and no man can see. Father, you called us to a work unto you, for the harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. And we pray that you send more laborers, send more, God, into the vineyard. But today we ask that you remember what you chose us for, what you called us for, the work that you have for us to do. And Lord, we ask that you would make this work easy. And Lord, even so that it's a part of us, many of us are doing it already. We just don't understand. Many of us have a desire to do it, but we just have not stepped out in faith. Stir up the gift in your people. Speak to their hearts and minds. But Father, you wish that none should perish. Hell is a real place and it enlarges itself daily. And you wish that none should perish. And every believer should believe the same thing, should want the same, that none should perish. And Father, if we remain faithful unto you, we'll see the fruit of our labor. Help us today. And let us not get weary in well-doing. But Father, we will reap the harvest if we faint not. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for your strength. Hey, God, that we can continue, that God, we will see the harvest, that we don't have to faint because we have you and you have all we need to stay strong. We thank you this morning for your word today. Your word is a lamp unto our feet. Father, it's a light unto our path. Hey, God. And forever, oh God, that word is settled in heaven. Your word is true. And we need you today, God, to manifest the truth to us. Lord, things we have doubt about, things that we don't understand, we ask that you would bring faith and strength. We ask that you would give us wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. That God, we can work unto you while it's day. That we can be a blessing unto others. Help us to forget about ourselves. Help us to concentrate on you and what you would have us to do. But Father, we know that you're able. We don't want to just sit back looking at the news and reading the papers and hearing all this stuff on the internet and Facebook and all Instagram and Twitter and all these places. But God, we want to focus on you. We want to focus on your word. We want to focus on the work that you called and chose us to and for. And Lord, if we'll begin to do this, we'll see your blessings flow like never before. If we begin to do this, we'll see miracles happening. And Lord, although the leadership may not be into it, they may not have you, they may be something else or come from something else or have a different agenda than yours. But Lord, we the people of God. We are your people. You made us for your pleasure. Help us to come together and pray for America and every American. Help us to come together and declare your word in the earth. Speak it out that it go out in the earth. Father, just get strength to bind up every evil and hindering and negative spirit in the name of Jesus. And not just concerning us, but concerning the world. For you so love the world that you gave your only begotten son, that if we'll believe on him, we won't perish, but have everlasting life. Father, we come this morning thanking you for all the tools you've given us, all the blessings and miracles you have given unto us. We come this morning thanking you, Lord, for the perfect gift, your son, for the perfect sacrifice this morning. We thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough. And Father, this morning, I bring every caller and every listener. We come before you touching and agreeing on one accord that you would bless every household represented here, every family member, every friend, near and far. Father, those that are on jobs, those that stand in the need of many different things this morning, those that stand in the need of finances, God, we come together asking that you would do it for us today. In the name of Jesus. For with you, all things are possible. And Father, there's nothing too hard for you to do. We ask today that you would move by your spirit for us in the name of Jesus. Those that are sick, heal today. Every ailment, for you heal all manner of sickness and disease. You took a beating for the healing of the nation. And Father, there's yet healing in the hem of your garment. And God, we believe if you'll just speak healing, it'll happen. If you'll speak peace, joy, and happiness unto every caller, every listener, every family member, every friend, it will happen. Do it for us today in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would help us to keep our mind on you today. For if we keep our mind on you, it's you that would keep us in perfect peace. Help us to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, Father. And Lord, help us to be careful what we say. For your eyes are in every place. You're beholding the evil and the good. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Father, bless those that are incarcerated this morning. Lord, there are many there that shouldn't be there, but God, you know what's best. And we ask this morning that you would send someone along, that they would plant the seed of you, the seed of your son, Jesus, the seed of your word. And Father, send someone else, God, to fertilize and to water it. But we realize it's you that give the increase. Oh, do it today in the name of Jesus. For even in prisons, they're suffering, oh God. And folk don't care about them, Lord. But let the first one without sin cast the first stone. Have mercy this morning, oh God. Bless those that are in every branch of the military. And God, those that are left in Afghanistan. Lord, you know why. We don't know why, but you know why. And if you're allowing it, oh God, there's a reason for it. But we come together on one accord asking that, Father, you would make a way to send these people up out of there, if it be your will. And Father, don't let another one die, if it be your will. For we don't know, God, what your plans are. But Lord, we have compassion for these people, and we're asking that you would move in a mighty way today in the name of Jesus. Lord, not tomorrow, but today, for we know you're able to do it today. Hey, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, I thank you right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, this morning, we come touching and agreeing, Americans, God, and asking that you would help our leadership, that God, you would weed out what shouldn't be there, that you would clean it out. And Lord, you would replace what should be there in the name of Jesus. And Lord, not just for our safety, but for the safety of others. But Father, we've done things for other people, and it wasn't all evil. Move, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. Bless widowers and bereaved families and intercessory prayer people everywhere. Preachers preaching in the name of Jesus in obedience unto you and love for your people. Those that are sharing as much as possible the truth, O God. For your gospel is the truth. Help us today, O God. To share, and share some more in the name of Jesus. We come this morning asking that you would bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem. Father, remember our brothers and sisters overseas everywhere today. You know what they stand in the need of. And Father, help them to gird up the loins of their hearts and mind in you. In the name of Jesus. We ask this morning, Father, that you would fix every call and every listener heart. Those coming through the archives and the podcast as well, Father, and regulate our minds today in you. Help us to gird up in you today and stretch out in you, trust in you, Father, believing what your word said and standing on your word. And after standing, Father, we stand some more until the word do the work. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Have your way here this morning, oh God. Moved by your spirit, you know what we all need. We're your people and we need you. We need to hear word from you that will encourage us throughout our life. In the name of Jesus, moved by your spirit again, we're asking this morning. In the name of your son, Jesus, amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you for what you're going to do. Oh, we thank you, Father, for what you've already done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're keeping us, Lord, and we want to be kept by you. We don't want to be kept by nothing else but you. And continue to keep us, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough. We thank you today, Father. We thank you. You've done so much for us. And you haven't left us. You continue to bless us. You'll never leave us nor forsake us. Father, you'll be with us until the end. And we thank you right now. We thank you right now. We lift you up right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to his majesty. Oh, we thank you today. Hallelujah. Unto Jehovah our God. Yeah, Lord, there's none like you. Oh, we thank him this morning. We thank him. Ah, yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Listen, this morning we're looking at the book of Jeremiah. And I'm going to the first chapter. And the reason I'm going to the first chapter, I want you to see, began to take place with Jeremiah. And before this, you know, it talks about he was the son of Hilkiah and of the priests that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin. And it tells that to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Hosea, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of the reign. And it talks about some other stuff. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim and son of Hosiah and king of Judah unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Hosiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. So it gives you a little bit of history, you know, what happened. When you get in the book of Judges and different books back there, you're going to see some stuff that took place that'll bring you up to date in Jeremiah. But this is what that fourth verse said that really stood out for me. And the 16th verse in chapter 2, it stood out to me as well. But it says, then the word of the Lord came unto me. The word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations, not just a nation, but nations. But see, he died for the whole world. Jesus died for the whole world. He didn't just die for America. I know we're so blessed here. And we really think we're his savior. And that we're the only ones that he sent. You know, God only sent him for us. But he sent him for nations. He sent him for the world. And so he let Jeremiah know. Before you knew yourself, Jeremiah, before your mother knew you, before your father knew you, I was the one that formed you in the belly. I knew you, and before you came forth out of your mother's womb, I already had did what I wanted to do in you. I didn't wait until the day you was born. Yeah. I sanctified you, which is he set him aside unto himself. God set Jeremiah aside unto him. He said, and I ordain you a prophet unto nations. Then I said, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. And many of us, just like Moses, we try to come up with an excuse because we're looking out at the world. We're looking out at people. And we're looking at what people will think about us instead of looking at what God is doing for us and getting ready to do through us. I can't listen to my pastor. I had a pastor to tell me that before you go out, you need to learn. I need to go out in the spirit of God. And what I don't know, the spirit will make up for it. If he used a donkey, a whale, and a chicken, they didn't go to no seminary school. They weren't in church every Wednesday, every Friday, and every Sunday. I just had to be willing. And when he told me that, I looked at him and went on about my business. That went in one ear and out the other because God had already been using me. I never went to seminary. And he had gone to seminary and graduated, and I told the Lord, Lord, I want to go. I was in my bedroom sitting on the side of the bed in Jacksonville. And the Lord spoke to me and said, if you go, I'll take my anointing. Did y'all hear that? If you go, I'll take my anointing away from you. What can man teach you better than I can? Man don't even know all that I said. Man have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof. I'm here with you. I'm teaching you. And if you listen to my teachings and obey, you can witness anywhere I send you. I'll send you out. You don't have to go out. I will send you. And I'm not sending you out to get church membership. Because on Saturdays, we witness in the community to bring more members to the church. I'm not sending you out for church membership. I'm sending you out so they can call upon my name and I can save them. Hallelujah, Jesus. So Jeremiah tried to come up with him an excuse. Then said, Lord, God, behold, I cannot speak for I'm a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not I am a child, but thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Jeremiah, you don't need to be of old age, and you don't need to be an adequate speaker. You don't need to speak like you came from a seminary somewhere. I just need you to be willing, and I'm going to do what I need to do in you, Jeremiah. So don't tell me about your age no more. Say not, I am a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. I'm sending you. You don't even know where to go, Jeremiah. I got to send you. And whosoever I command you, thou shalt speak. Whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak it. You don't need to speak your words. Just speak what I tell you to say, Jeremiah. And you're going to be all right. Be not afraid of their faces. The Lord told me when you get up, don't look at their face. I've been in revival. Don't look at their faces. Bring my word. I want to set them free in here tonight. They've been in bondage, been coming to this building for years. But tonight I'm going to set free. Don't even look at their faces. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Do you see that? Oh, God is faithful. Yeah. I'm with you, Jeremiah. I'm going to do the work. I just need you to be a willing vessel that I can use. And that's all God needs today is a willing vessel. Because if he has anointed you, you can go anywhere you want to do anything God told you to do. But now if you're going out here in your flesh, it's best you wait. Yeah, because they'll rip you apart. What they say, Cephas I know, well, that is named Lewis, and Paul I know, but who are you? Attack them and whip them out their clothes. So if you go on in your flesh, sit down and wait. But if God has anointed you to a work, get up and trust it and get on out there and start working in the vineyard. Again, the harvest is plenteous. It's the labors that's few. And we continue to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send more laborers. But again, this morning, we got to remember the labor that he called or chose us for. We got to get up from sitting down. And we crying to the Lord, Lord, bless me. God, my hickam-bockam is gone bad. Lord, I need a refrigerator. God, I need a car. Lord, I need my house payment. I need my insurance money. I need this. Lord, my children acting a fool. Forget all of that and get up and begin to work. When you turn around and look, all of those things that you done cried about, God already took care of them. Why? You're about your Father's business. You're not allowing anything to separate you from the love of God. And if you love him, you should obey him. If you love him, you should do what he says to do. If you love him, you should remember his word. So when I look at 9, then the Lord put forth his hand and touch my mouth. Look what he did for Jeremiah. Touched his mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Now, some people won't believe God can do this today. Oh, he did that for Jeremiah. He can't do that for me. The devil is a fool and a liar. It'll make a fool and a liar out of you if you don't believe and don't have the faith. You got to let him make you that now. But if we'll believe what God's word says and step out according to his word by faith, trust in him. He touched Jeremiah's mouth, put the words in there, and told him, I put my words in your mouth. You're not going to be out there speaking Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 14 through 18. You're not going to speak Jeremiah. You're going to speak Jehovah, the word of God. Verse 10 says, see, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Because check this out. God was going to bring judgment. Yet he wanted to spare. He wanted to bless them. He didn't want to cut them off. He didn't want to kill them. God loved his people. But he can only do so much. He won't force himself on you. Whosoever will, let them come. We got to be willing to obey. We got to be willing to work unto God. We got to stop making excuses. We got to stop doing everything else but the will of God. We'll go to work, but we won't do what God said. We'll work for man, but we ain't going to work for God. We're going to make an excuse. I need to finish seminary school. I need to finish classes. Well, see, I ain't heard from the Lord yet. When he, everybody he saved, he called to something. If you would seek what he chose you for, what he called you for, like you seek that training on your job, look here, you'll be all right. You'll be way ahead of yourself. Hallelujah. So he told him, see, I have set this day thee over the nations and over kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant. Do you understand, Jeremiah, what I did? I put my word in your mouth because I got a work for you to do. And it's not just in one little area. Jeremiah, it's going to be nations, kingdoms. Some stuff got to be rooted out and pulled down and destroyed and thrown down. And I'm going to use you to build and to plant. The words that I put in your mouth going to cause it to build and to plant. After everything is tore down that should be destroyed, I'm bringing up you to bring up new stuff because I'm going to give you the word in your mouth that will cause the people to be able to make some changes, to cause the people to be delivered from other gods, to be delivered from their flesh, to be delivered in what they think, to be delivered from what people think. Because they're going to have my way now because I've delivered them. Oh, yes, sir, Jeremiah. 11 says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. I just wanted to make sure you were seeing right, Jeremiah. And now that I know that you see, I'm going to go ahead now. I'm going to go ahead and quickly perform my word. I'm going to go ahead and get started on my word quite fast now, Jeremiah. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time saying, what seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is towards the north. Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the famine of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, and worshipped the works of their own hands. Oh, y'all don't understand. I'm finna show them what I'm working with, Jeremiah. They're working witchcraft. They burning stuff in the house, come out, it's God, but it's at their own hands. They're doing that. I need them to have faith. I need them to trust me. I need them to obey my word. They don't have to burn nothing. We're going to get to see. I got to find the scripture. He told them to burn them books. Burn that stuff up. Get rid of it. No more incense. It stinks in my nostrils. You ain't got to burn nothing. You ain't got to dress nothing. You ain't got to do nothing but have faith in me, trust in me, and obey me. Give me praise. Give me my glory and my honor that's due to me. You ain't got to burn nothing. You ain't got to throw no salt. You ain't got to shake nothing around your house. I've had people that I went around my house and I throw this down and I'm chanting. You ain't got to do all of that. The eyes of the Lord is in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. He don't need your help. He don't need you doing stuff at your own hands. He can't bless it. I know you want him to, but he won't. And the devil will tell you, yeah, you did this, you burnt this, you throwed that, you shook this. Oh, yeah, things going to get better. But no, it won't. When you got faith in God and you're walking according to his word, you're quoting his word, you're praying, you're calling on the name of Jesus, that's what's going to work for you. I promise you. But folks always feel like God needs a little hand. And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods and worshiped the works of their own hands. 17 says, thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. Jeremiah, don't look at their faces. I need you to go on and do what I told you to do now, because if you don't, I'm going to confound you before them. You're going to get caught up. You're going to get trapped up. Look here, obey me. Because you was there, Jeremiah, you know I touched your mouth. I told you I put my words in your mouth, Jeremiah. You heard me loud and clear. I asked you questions and you answered the questions. You got wisdom and your understanding, Jeremiah, so it won't be no excuse for you to open your mouth and say what I tell you to say. Come on, Barbara. I don't need you giving them Barbara chapter 14 and verses 19. I need you to give them what I see. Don't get it twisted, Barbara. Don't think you're more than me. I told you from day one, it will never be you. It will always be me. Anything good that you've done, Barbara, I did it. You was just a vessel I used. So don't think more of yourself than you ought to. And don't think you got the power. I gave you some power, love, and a sound mind. But I'm Almighty God who have all power. Obey me. 18 says, for behold, I have made thee this day a defense city, and an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. Why? The kings of Judah was disobedient, the princes was disobedient, the priests was disobedient, and the people. So he gave Jeremiah, made him a defense city and an iron pillar and brazen walls against the whole land. Jeremiah, I'm giving you something that you can stand with. This is how it's going to feel to you. You're going to feel like you got it. But it will be me. And I have it. Hallelujah. 19 says, and they shall fight against thee, and they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Don't look at their faces and don't worry about what they say. Don't worry about what they think, Jeremiah. Obey me. I got a purpose and a plan. I want to deliver the people and deliver you. They're going to fight against it. Some people give up. Some pastors give up on the members because they haven't gotten there yet. They don't understand yet. They still acting like they short bus riders, as we call it in Florida. They're in the special class. But we got to have faith to wait on people. Because everybody don't learn the same way. Some people learn by demonstration. Some people learn by reading. Some people learn by hearing. It's different ways. So just hold up, Jeremiah. Keep the faith. Keep the patience. They're going to fight against you, but don't give up. I got something going on here. I'm going on over to chapter 2. Chapter 2 in verse 1 says, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in the land that was not sown. Y'all were seeking me. I remember your kindness when you was young, and the love of thine espousals. And thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in the land that was not sown yet. I hadn't fixed the land up, but you went out there seeking me. Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devoured him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. God got a plan here. You're going to have some people that come against you. You're going to have some people to fight. Some folk going to lie on you. Some folk going to do all kind of things to you. But you got to know this. God is going to remember you. And I know sometimes it looks like God don't even know you. He done forgot you. He never forget. And sometimes we tell him, Lord, don't forget. Lord, remember me. He didn't forget. He's got a perfect timing. He won't put any more on you than you can bear. He know that you can endure what you're going through. So sometimes he don't send confirmation. Sometimes he don't show up and do nothing and say nothing. He allow you to go on through because he know you can endure this. But when we feel it, as the world say, some type of way, we feel like God has forgotten us, then we can go to him and say, Lord, remember me. Lord, remember the vision. God, remember the labor you brought me forth out of my mother's womb for. Father, strengthen me in this hour to work unto you. Strengthen me in this hour to remember what your word said. Remind me, Lord, that why you brought me forth. I didn't just come forth to be in the world, but you brought me forth for a purpose and a plan. Show me my purpose and plan and teach me how to obey and get it done. Yeah, Lord. We're not just here, Father, soaking up your ass, sucking up free air and just breathing and just the American dream and we just doing what we want to do. No, Lord, I want to be according to your will. I want to do what you brought me forth for. Help me not to look at their faces. Help me not to even remember what they'll think. But help me to open my mouth so you can speak through it. Touch my mouth like you did Jeremiah's so I can speak your word, God. So I can tell nations about you, kings and queens about you, the people in the land. America need a healing, God. Use me in the name of Jesus. Yeah, he'll do it. He'll do it. He said, Israel was holiness unto the Lord and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. See, God sent me, but you're going to come against me. God sent me, but you're going to offend me. You're going to act like you don't understand what I'm talking about. You ain't going to believe what God said out of my mouth because it don't sound right to you. It don't sound like what you want to hear. You're going to offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. I didn't say it. Now God said it. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me? Huh? What wrong, what evil have your fathers found in me? That they are gone far from me and have walked after vanity and are become vain. Church folks, grandmama took you to church, mama took you to church, granddaddy took you to church, grandmama took you to church, my aunt took me. What iniquities have your fathers found in me? That they gone far from me. And that's what happened. That's why we got these children out here the way that they is. They don't even have feelings. It appears. You can't speak to them like you did us. and somewhat the generation after my generation. You can't speak to these newcomers like that. They have walked away. They have walked after vanity. And I become vain. Everything is about a Botox. What's in your lip? What's in your jaws? Nobody want to get old. Nobody wants to look like a grandmother or great-grandmother. Nobody want to dress age-appropriate. And folk make excuses for them. But you don't know what they went through in their childhood. They didn't finish their childhood out. Well, if you didn't finish it out and you're now 30 years old, it's too late to finish it. You need to pray and ask God to heal you. Give you the heart and mind of a 30-year-old. Give you the heart and mind of a 50, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80-year-old, 90-year-old, however old you are. Because it's too late to live that 16-year-old life. 18-year-old life, 21-year-old life. Yeah, I know they say they're living their best life, but if Jesus is not in you and you're not in him and you're not obeying him, that's not your best life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So look, we done became vain. I got to have weave down my back because I got to look like Beyonce and the rest of them that's entertaining. I remember Remy Ma come out with the Bernie hair and the blonde hair. Keisha Cole come out with cherry hair and blonde hair. And the next thing, these entertainers, these women entertain. That's to pull you for entertainment. Next thing you know, women everywhere looking like that. Weave everywhere, colors, just all colors. You're talking to the church folks now. So we done became vain. We go to the gym 24/7 look like. Because we got to keep this body in shape. It ain't so much the shape of the body as it is we want to show off the body. The body can be in good shape, and you weigh 300 pounds. Do you know you can be healthy at 300 pounds? But we want to show the world what we're working with, and then we want to entice men with the way we shape, because men are visual, and what they see, you know, they like all of this, and so we give them what they like. I'm talking to women now. I'm talking about them women that attend church. Men, we go into the gym. They go, not we, but they go into the gym and getting buff. Woo! Because they want the women to see them, you know, and to see how they formed, you know. They got the six-pack, 12-pack, whatever packs they got. Because they just couldn't be healthy. They had to add to it. And the reason I know a 300-pound person can be healthy is because some of them outlive those that are smaller than them, and those that are smaller than them have cancer and many more things, and the 300-pound person skipping right on along. Don't have diabetes, don't have nothing. But that next plate of food waiting on them. Oh, yeah. So he told them. He said, thus saith the Lord. Now, Jeremiah didn't say it. God said it. What iniquity have your fathers found in me? What wrong have I done to them? What evil, what bad have I done that they are gone far from me? They left me. I brought these folks out of Egypt. I did this. I did that. But they went running after other stuff. And they walked after the vanity. And I become vain. They got to keep up with the latest fashion. Men and women, they got to have the latest makeup. All my life, I had never heard of a man going to the beauty shop. I couldn't remember that. A man going and getting his eyebrows arched. He wasn't gay. He was vain. He going to the beauty shop to get his nails done. I could understand maybe he going to get them feet done because, you know, men wear boots and they work hard. I could understand that part. And if he wasn't married, he ain't got no wife to take care of his feet. But you in there getting your feet done so your feet can be soft as mine. You in there getting your cuticles and everything done so your hands can be as soft as mine. You getting your eyebrows arched up so you can look better than me. You done went and let them did weave in your hair so your hair look better than mine. You got so many colognes on the counter in the bathroom or the kitchen or in the, wherever you keep your cologne more than I have. Vanity and vain. You done became vain. I did nothing but bless you. And you go to my house lifting your hands and opening your mouth, but you don't mean it. You can say what you want to me, but saying and doing is two different things. I hear what you say, but I'm looking at what you're doing. I need what you say and what you're doing to line up, then I know you're telling me the truth and I can trust you. In verse 6 of chapter 2 of Jeremiah, neither said they, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt? They left. They walked after vanity and became vain. They never considered me. They never remembered I brought them out of Egypt. They led us through the wilderness. See, because sometimes our Egypt can be a job. Sometimes our Egypt can be the house where we live. Sometimes our Egypt could be the car that we drive. Do you know sometimes your Egypt can be your children, your husband, your wife, your family members? And God delivered you from all of that. And he led you on up through the wilderness. See, when you was going through, you was in the wilderness. Through a land of deserts and of pits. Because how many of them felt like this on jobs? How many of them felt like this in their marriage? How many of them felt like this with your own children, your grandchildren? The folks said they loved you, but you felt like you was in a desert. You was in Egypt, and you was in the wilderness, and you was in a desert, and you was in a pit, and through a land of drought and of the shadow of the death. You felt some days you felt death. Some days you felt like you was going to die because that thing hurt you so bad that was done to you. You saw yourself losing. You saw yourself depressed. You didn't feel like getting up to do nothing. You did the bare minimum. I got to go to work because I got to pay my bills. As soon as I come home, I'm pulling the curtains. I'm laying with the cover over my head. It can be your Egypt and all these things you come through. Through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt. You felt like nobody had ever been here before. You felt like I'm the first one been through this. 7 says, and I brought you into a plentiful country. I brought you out of all of that Egypt. I brought you out of the wilderness, the land of the desert and of the pits, and through the land of the drought and the shadow of death. Through the land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt. I brought you out of these feelings. They was working witchcraft against you. I brought you out of that. I delivered you. I brought you from smoking dope. I brought you from getting drunk. I brought you out the past where you was molested. I brought you out of prison. I kept you from going to jail. I fed you when you was hungry. I made sure you had clothes on your back, shoes on your feet. Then I made sure you had money in your pocket. And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you in it, you defiled my land and made mine heritage an abomination, America. American, I done brought you from some places. I done brought you through some stuff. I done caused you to win wars. I done caused you to be number one in power. But when you're in it, the land of plenty, and they eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you're in it, you defile my land and made my inheritance an abomination. You took what I gave you that was good and holy, and you turned it into an abomination against me. I gave you a church. I gave you a place where to worship. I gave you a place where to fellowship. But you went in and turned it into a fashion show. Excuse me. You went in talking about she wore that last Sunday. You went in talking about bring all the money. Not so that there would be meat in my house. But you didn't care about the families who was in dire straits. You'd rather hang a chandelier from the ceiling. You'd rather put fancy chairs in here. You'd rather put plush carpet in here. You'd rather get Queen Anne chairs or antique or whatever you got in there, but you didn't give to me what I wanted. You forgot me. You made my inheritance an abomination. Or the list go on. I'm just shortening the list, just telling you a few things we done done. In verse 8 of chapter 2 of Jeremiah, the priest said, not, where is the Lord? And they that handled the law knew me not. The ones up teaching and preaching, they didn't even know my word. The pastors also transgressed against me. And the prophets prophesied by Baal, my goodness, and walk after things that do not profit. You defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priests, the pastors, the prophets, they walk after things that do not profit. And they didn't prophesy by God. They prophesied by Baal because they gave folks what they wanted to hear. Come on to the $100 line. 30 people in here could give $1,000. And they run up there and they do all this stuff. Ain't heard nothing from God. They come out the person hearing from God. They hearing from your purse, from your wallet. That's what they hearing from. You got people who have familiar spirits. He said, them pastors transgressed against me. You're in the pulpit on your tablet or your iPhone and the praise and worship going on. You're not paying no attention to that. You're doing whatever you're doing on your iPhone, your iPad. Your wife sitting on the front row and your girlfriend on the second row or in the choir stand or on the usher board. The pastors also transgressed against me. You done molested, the pastor done molested children, boys and girls. If we seek God with our whole heart, if we turn our heart to him, remain focused, stay in his word, fellowship and commune with him so we'll know his voice and a stranger we will not follow, then what will happen is this. We won't turn away from him. They can't trick you. Whatever you need deliverance from, God will deliver you, but you got to get serious. Verse 9 says, wherefore I will yet plead with you. I told you. He wanted to bring judgment, yet he wanted to spare them. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. He wanted to bring judgment against them, but yet he wanted to spare them because God loves us. He want to bring judgment against us today, but yet he loves us. He allowed this thing to come. They call it a pandemic. Some have been destroyed, but yet there are those he have not allowed. He loves his people. He loves us. Wherefore, I will yet plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children's children, I will plead. God's still pleading with us out here. Y'all, come on. Humble yourselves and pray. Seek my face. Turn from your wicked ways. I'm going to hear from heaven. I will hear from heaven. Forgive your sins and I'll heal America. Won't do it. We're still talking about shopping, getting married, having children. We're not hearing what he's telling us. But he said he won't go yet plead with us, with our children and our children's children. He was going to yet plead that we come to him and obey and be blessed, have miracles worked in our lives. He was going to heal the land. He was going to make things better. There would be no wars. There would be no pandemic. There would be no plagues in the land. Folks won't be dying like that. If they died, it would be of natural causes, but we won't hear. He pleading, but we still won't hear. 10 says, for pass over the Isle of Chittim and see and send unto Kedar and consider diligently and see if there be such a thing. Go on and look in other places. Look in Alabama. Go on and look in Minnesota. Go on and look at Connecticut. Go on anywhere you want to look and consider diligent and see if there be any such thing. You're going to find God pleading. You're still going to see God still beckoning for us to come unto him, all that are laid burden and heavy laden. He wants to give us rest. He don't want to destroy us. But it goes back, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. Then I hear from heaven, forgive the sins and heal the land. When we look at 11, hath a nation changed their gods? But when I go back up in, I see Chittim and I see Kedar and all these other places. It could be other countries. Have a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doeth not profit. We ain't changed the God, but we changed the glory. Many of us, we taking God's glory. And the glory for us have become what we want. The fashion, the trends. I got this and I want that. That's what, you know, we after. We after the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. Everybody else got a big house. I want one. Children leaving home, getting their own lives, and you still talking about a big house. You can barely put food on the table, but you want a fancy, expensive car. You got neighbors not too far up over from your neighborhood that's in dire straits. You won't go over and give them one chicken. But my people have changed their glory for that which doeth not profit. The house don't profit. The car don't profit. The fashion don't profit. Nothing with God. It's when we bless people. It's when we work in that vineyard unto him. It's when we sell out to him and we realize we're peculiar people. We're not like everybody else. We're of a royal priesthood. 12 says, be astonished, O ye heavens, at this. And be horribly afraid. Horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord. Be astonished, O ye heavens. My goodness. At this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord. Heaven, don't do what these folks doing. If you hear in heaven, don't change nothing. Let me keep my glory. You keep your obedience unto me. You keep your pledge unto me. Because look, this is what man is doing. And I sent the ultimate sacrifice for man. I gave my only begotten son. No matter what I do for man, man's still going to be evil and get evil, more evil daily. For my people have committed two evils. Look what he told heaven. Be horribly afraid and be ye very desolate, saith the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewed them out citrons, broken citrons that can hold no water. What we doing, it don't profit nothing with God. And this is who we got to please. We got to please the one who made the heavens and the earth. But we too busy pleasing the people in the earth. We too busy showing the world what we can do. We too busy running after stuff that don't profit nothing. Because we brought nothing into this world, we're taking nothing out of here. No matter what you get, it's gonna fail. Stuff gonna get rusty. Stuff gonna get old. I can paint my house this month. In 2 years, I need to paint it again. I can clean my pool this month, next month, or even in 2 weeks, I need to clean it again. We chasing after what does not profit us. He told heaven to pay attention and don't do this and be afraid. Because the people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountains of living water. And he told us, out of your belly shall flow the fountains of living water. And hewed them out. Citrons, broken citrons that can hold no water. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is he spoiled? The young lions roared upon him and yelled, and they made his land waste. His cities are burned without inhabitants. That brings me to this thought right here, too. We just a building. Anybody city full of apartments? Anybody city full of houses? Oh, you got this community, and you got that community, and you got this. Sixteen says also the children of Noph and to Harpains have broken the crown of thy head. Hast thou not procured this unto thyself, and that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God when he led thee by the way? He's been good to us. But we don't pay no attention to, no matter how good, no matter how much, no matter how often, we pay it no attention. We set in our own ways and we want to do our own thing. And the things that God has done, he has done it to bless us. The words that he put in place is to keep us safe, but we don't want that. That's not what we want. When we read Kings and Chronicles and Jeremiah and Daniel and Ezra, even Isaiah, we see Jeremiah, his book is intended as a message to the Jews in exile in Babylon, explaining the disaster of exile as God's response to Israel's pagan worship. The people says Jeremiah are like an unfaithful wife and rebellious children. Their infidelity and rebelliousness made judgment inedible, although restoration and anew. God don't want to destroy us. He want to bless us. As a prophet of judgment and hope, Jeremiah pronounced God's judgment upon the people of his time for their wickedness. He was concerned especially with false and insincere worship. Jeremiah, in his early years of being a prophet, Jeremiah was primarily a preaching prophet, preaching throughout Israel. He condemned idolatry, the greed of priests, and false prophets. Many years later, God instructed Jeremiah to write down these early oracles and his other messages. Jeremiah, Judean prophet, whose activities spanned four of the most tumultuous decades in his country's history, appears to have received his call to be a prophet in the 13th year of the reign of King Uzziah. Yeah, God sent Jeremiah with a message and a work. Yeah. Many times the people do not understand a preaching, teaching prophet because they're living by the bare basics, and the prophet is living by the freshness of God. See, they living by what they read in the word, what they've been taught in the word, and that a little bit. They ain't gave God his all. They got just the bare basics. They just live in a minimum. And they believe in what they want to believe, and they believe in what some other preacher done told them, or some other teacher done told them, or some prophet done told them. But the true prophet of God, the preaching, teaching prophet of God, they living by the freshness of God. God is speaking direct from heaven, hot off the press, right now. Meaning he is given a fresh word. Here we go, hot off the press, direct from heaven. Sometimes the church have the 66 books, and that is all. But the prophet can hear and see what the church cannot hear and see. The people do not understand many times and will tell the prophet what they believe when God is giving right now instructions. There have been days when I wanted to cry because the people was not able or could or would not understand. It was like when Jesus gave parables and the disciples and the people missed it. But in Jeremiah's case, it was just pure hypocritical of the people come to church and doing one thing, but outside the church on the job and at home doing another. Yeah. We must not turn against God for our flesh. We should never do that. I'm going over to Jeremiah 7 and 1, and we're going to read it down. More, I tell you what, let's let him read it for us this morning.
Jeremiah 2. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying.
I'm sorry. Jeremiah 7. All right. Here we go.
Jeremiah 7. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying. Stand in the gate of the Lord's house, and proclaim there this word, and say, Hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah, that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in lying words, saying, The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if ye thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if ye thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if ye oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers for ever and ever. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom ye know not, and come and stand before me in this house which is called by my name, and say, We are delivered to do all these abominations? Is this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, saith the Lord. But go ye now unto my place which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because you have done all these works, saith the Lord, And I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but ye heard not. And I called you, but ye answered not. Therefore will I do unto this house, which is called by my name, wherein ye trust, and unto the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh.
You hear that? Did you hear that? They give it all to that building. Give it all to the building. And it don't profit them nothing. He said, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. Is this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in the eyes, in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, saith the Lord. But go ye now unto the place which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. And now because ye have done all these works, saith the Lord, I spake unto you rising up early and speaking, but you heard not. And I called you, but you answered not. Therefore will I do unto this house, which is called by my name, wherein ye trust, and unto the place which I gave to you and to the fathers, as I have done to Shiloh. Mm-hmm. We're going a little further.
And I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim. Therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear thee. Seest thou not what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger, saith the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, mine anger and my fury poured out upon this place, upon man and upon beast, and upon the trees of the field, and upon the fruit of the ground. And it shall burn, and shall not be quenched. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, put your burnt offerings unto your sacrifices, and eat flesh. For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt unto this day, I have even sent unto you all my servants the prophets, daily rising up early, and sending them. If they hearken not unto me, nor incline their ear, but harden their neck, they did worse than their fathers. Therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to thee. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. But thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished, and is cut off from their mouth. Cut off thine hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up a lamentation on high places. For the Lord hath rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, saith the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute it. And they have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my heart. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they shall bury in Tophet till there be no place. And the carcasses of this people shall be meat for the fowls of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and none shall fray them away. Then will I cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate.
Mm-hmm. He said he did all of these things, and we just won't obey, no matter what. Therefore, the 16th verse of the 7th chapter says, therefore, pray not thou for this people, neither lift up cry, nor pray, nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear thee. He's not going to hear it, because we just refusing. We are just refusing to obey God. We got our own way of doing things. We don't seek the word before we do nothing. We just go on and do it and want God to come in on our foolishness. God has spoken something. We do something else. But if my people, again this morning, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive the sins, and heal the land. Again this morning, we waiting on God to remove pandemics, stop hurricanes, stop floods, stop this, stop that, but we're not humbling ourselves to pray and to seek his face and to turn from our wicked ways. I look back at Samuel even. One of the greatest prophets I ever read about. One of the greatest prophets I ever believed. His sons was off the chain too. Eli, that trained him. Eli's sons, they were just disobedient to the core. God allowed Eli to die because of what his sons did, and both sons died. The daughter-in-law having a baby and heard that her husband had got killed, had died, and she died. I promise you this morning, God is no joke. He has said what he meant, and he meant what he said. And if we're still going to play with him, and let our flesh come up and rule and reign, is only so much God can do. He said we belong to him if we obey him. If we're not obeying him, then we're not his. I know they have preached, always saved, once saved, always saved. That's not true. See, you got many false prophets that come up in the world and teaching false doctrines. But if you look in Revelation, you'll find out he can erase your name out that book. And if your name is not in that Lamb Book of Life, you can't be his and you can't go where he is. If ever there was a time for the people of God to get on their face and cry out to God and to pray and to get real instructions, hot off the press, direct from heaven, from God, now is that time. It's not the time to be looking good. Because, see, we're going to get them high appointments every 2 weeks. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to dress like this. I don't care what kind of pandemic here. I'm going to still shop for clothes. I'm going to still go over here. I'm going to still do this. And look, even during the pandemic, folks still getting married, still having babies, still going to work, still shopping. In many cases, still going to school. Not only just elementary and high school, but they're going to college. They're doing this and they still preparing. When God has shown you, it's time to let foolishness go. Seek my face. Humble yourselves and pray. Seek my face. Forget all that foolishness. It profit you nothing with me. What's going to profit you with me is that you got faith and trust and you obey me. And you're not just praying for stuff and things, but you're praying that my will would be done. You're praying that God give me wisdom, give me instructions. Remember, you called me a chosen for something. stir up the gifts in me. This is what God is looking for. You can look as good as you want. You can look like $1 million. But if God ain't in it, it don't profit you. You can live in the biggest house they can build. Be a trillionaire if you want to. You can be a go to infinity with your money. But if you're not obedient unto God, it profit you nothing. You won't give him the fountain where his water flows. You won't give him the rivers of water. You won't go to him and ask him for a spirit, for real. Let your spirit live in me. God, give me the gift of your spirit. Give me discernment. Give me the gift that I can follow you, your lead and your guidance. Because I need you. I can't make it without you. Because many think they can make it. They think money going to help them to make it. They think prestige going to help them to make it. Many preachers think because I have this many members, I got to be right. And you're dead wrong. You're teaching what the flesh wants. That's why you got so many. Back in the day, if I could be in the church and still smoke weed, if I could be in the church and still fornicate, I could be in the church and did sell dope, I could be in the church and do anything I wanted to do, steal. Hey, why wouldn't I go? You're not preaching against my sin, because that's what I'm doing. I'm sinning. How often do you hear about sin today? How often do you hear about hell? How many times you really hear Jesus' name being lifted? They got you over there talking about something else. Prosperity, how to live better. What to do to get a better job. In some places they teach it, if you don't have the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy, you're not driving a fancy car and all this stuff, you don't have a good paying job. You can't do what we doing over here. You don't have God. I'm telling you, they teaching all of this now, and the devil is a lie. And I'll make a fool and a liar out of you if you allow him to. We got to go back to the old path and take a look around. They said that our foreparents who prayed us up out of slavery, those people back then that prayed this country into better, they say we was ignorant back then. We didn't know no better and we didn't do better. Yet God heard them folk. And because he heard them, we are here today. But we're so educated. We know more than God. We're so intellect. When we speak, we got to speak adequately so everybody can understand. Everything is not for everybody. Folk got PhDs that's fools. Folks got master's degrees and missing everything. With God. They can be successful to the world, but they're not successful with God. My success is in him. My success is for him. My success is because I want to obey him. I want my heart to be after his heart. I want to do what he said. I want to be kept by him, not by the world and the world system. So we saw what he gave Jeremiah and what he told Jeremiah to go tell him. Oh, yeah. We heard what he said. Then will I cause to cease, if we obey him, the cities of Judah, and from the streets of Jerusalem, the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. I know we don't, might not believe it, but God will wipe America out. God will turn America over to somebody else. And what was won't be no more. Because we just not going to do it his way. He blessed us to continue to have leaders over the country. And the country remains. But as we continue on to ignore God and do it our way, we're going to be desolate. We're going to lose. Our children, many have already lost because they don't want to go after the God of their foreparents. Because you heard what he said. What did I do evil against them? What iniquities did I do against your mothers and fathers and grandparents or great-grandparents? What did I do against them? I brought them out. And black folks, he brought us out of slavery. He brought us out of some horrible places. He blessed us to be able to buy a wig and some pantyhose and a dress, or two or three dresses and two or three pair of shoes. We done lost our minds. He blessed us to have a decent house, a decent car to drive. We done lost our minds. We came up from being on the train working and working in folk houses and serving in restaurants. He brought us to other places, but we don't give him nothing back. We act like we are servants of the devil, which we are, because we don't obey God. There's only two, good and evil. And if I'm not following good, then I must be following evil. There's nothing in between. And God keep bringing these messages here because he want our undivided attention, because he want us to be the church that he's coming back looking for without spot or wrinkle. But we'll ignore what he say and do what it is we want to do. Make excuses. He can't be talking about this. I can do this. I can do that. God ain't got no problem. You better get in the book and make sure. But there's a way to seem right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. And we got to pray. Pray without ceasing. Man ought to always pray and not faint. Yeah, we got to stay with God, because we heard him say they left him. They went after vanity and became vain. See, I noticed something. I've seen people come to the entertaining industry, even gospel industry. And when they came, they were just regular people. They dressed regular. You could tell they didn't have on name brand stuff. You know, you could tell they hadn't been to no fancy hair shop and got their hair done. They did it in their kitchen, or they paid somebody, you know, to do something for their hair. But as they grow more and more and they get more and more, they look better and better and better. Because now their focus is on looking good so that the audience will receive them better. They taught us this. Even in a job interview, if you look good, you're most likely to get the job. So we dress to impress, and we keep that going. I heard R.C. Blake talk about it. But this is what I know. If my heart is after God and I want a husband, God gonna send me a man that his heart is after God. He ain't gonna worry about no makeup. He's not going to worry about no stiff hairdo. They done sprayed it with Fritz and all this. He's not concerned about that. He's concerned about what's in my heart and what am I doing for God. And if what I'm doing for God, if it's real. He's worried about the anointing that lives in me. Are you anointed by God? Are you doing what God called you to? Are you seeking God's face and turning from your wicked ways? Are you praying? Because that outer appearance, he's not really interested. You wash your hair clean. You wash your clothes clean. In many cases, you put deodorant on, and you may even have a light body spray that you use and things. That's going to be well enough for him. He don't need all the eyelashes. He don't need you to take the horse lashes. He don't need you to cut up your eyebrows. You done cut them off, and now you're drawing with a pencil. He don't need you to draw an eyebrow almost wide as Mississippi. He don't need all of that. The true man of God. Because he realized we're in the earth, but we're not of the earth. And we're not up impressing people. Our words, God touched our mouth and put his words in our mouth. And when we get up to speak for God, the anointing flows and it delivers. People are set free. And we're not dressing to get up so you can be looking at us. We want you to hear what God have to say, not how we looking. I see too much of that. They up in glit and glamour. And many times I'm looking at them, I don't even hear what they're saying. I'm too busy looking at all the oop-do and how-do you got, all the weave you got, how much makeup you got. I'm too busy looking at that. I'm like, wow. Well, what are they talking about now? Some cases I've seen them step across the pulpit with the tight clothes on and the stiletto heels, weave down their back. I'm looking. Well, who is this that say they got all of this power in God? And folks following them. In many cases, you're following the devil because they got another gospel. They don't have that same gospel of Jesus Christ. They don't have that same gospel from the old path where we must continue to go back and look around. Nobody preaching holiness. Nobody preaching sin. Nobody preaching hell, it appears. But without holiness, no man shall see God. See, we're in our own worlds. Nobody's preaching for the wages of sin is death. We only preach that the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. We don't preach it's death. Sin is death. We're not preaching hell is enlarging itself daily. And if we don't live right before God and our name is not in that book, we go into hell. We're not preaching this. No more heaven or hell. Everybody going to heaven today if you let them tell it. But so many in for a rude awakening. God has said what he meant and he meant what he said and he won't change. He was that way yesterday. He's that way today and he will be that way forevermore. And folk don't like the truth. They don't even want you to tell them the truth about their children. They'd rather cover it up and make it to be something else that it's really not. God bless them with 8 biological preachers. They do what they want to do. I cut myself off from them. God cut me off from them first, and then I came back, and I had to cut off from them. Because either you're going to follow God, because I'm following him, and if you can't follow God, I can't follow you. I don't care how much of your mama, how long I've been your mama. God blessed me to carry you 9 months and deliver you. And then he blessed me to let you know you was bought with a price. He made you not for my pleasure, but for his. And he blessed me with you and gave me a pleasure in the blessing of raising you. But if you don't want to do his will, then I got to cut you loose. I can't let nothing separate me from the love of God. They told Jesus, say, your mama out here. He said, who is my mother and who is my father except them that do the will of my father? Who is your brother? Who is your sister? Who are your children except for those that's doing the will of God? Because if we don't obey him, we don't belong to him. And I can't follow worldly children. I can't follow worldly mother. She'll separate me from the love because if I hang around it long enough, I'm going to want to do some of that. Because it's tempting. It's fun in sinning. I can't tell you this an easy way, but I can tell you it's durable. You can do it. Either we for God or we against him. That's what he said. Ain't no in between with him. It's either up or down, over or under, yes or no, right or wrong. Check it out. He said, won't even have you lukewarm. He'll spew you out his mouth. You got to be hot or cold. Now, that's what he said. But we got to take this thing serious. Because we're looking for God to just do it all, and we just sit back and keep doing what we want to do, disobedient and, you know, don't like the truth. But we want God to heal the land. He said we got to humble ourselves and pray, seek his faith. And the key is, he said, we got to turn from our wicked ways. Now, we just want him to come in and fix everything. Husband acting a donkey, wife acting a donkey. We don't want to cry out to the Lord and fast and get in the word and wait on God. We want to do everything we know to do in the natural and not seeking nothing spiritual. God can't do it. When you said you belong to him, you went to the altar and told him, I do. And that marriage is supposed to last until death do us apart with God. Not just with your natural husband or wife, but with God. We're supposed to stay in that relationship, in that marriage, in that matrimony with God until death do us apart. And he's not going to die, but one day I'm leaving here. I'm going to take my rest. If you don't come while I'm living, one day I got to leave here. And when I leave here, that's over with. I'm going to take my rest, but he going to call my name one day. And I'm going to get up in him. And my plan is to come back with him to judge the world. But if I'm out here doing anything I'm big enough to do, I'm teaching lies and going along with the devil plan, and I'm a false teacher and a false prophet and just trying to get the money out the people's pocket, and because this is how I make my living. And then I'm using the scripture, a worker is worthy of his hire. A laborer is worthy of his hire. That is true, and God will pay you. You owe me nothing. And some days he just send me an unexpected financial blessing. And sometimes it's not money that he paid me, and sometimes it's my health. Sometimes it's my strength. Sometimes it's my thinking right. Sometimes it's my praying. Sometimes it's my fasting. He'll give me the ability to do things that's get paid from him. Got the greatest benefits in the world. I can speak those things that are not as though they were. You're talking about a benefit. My goodness, from Zion. But we just got to get it right with him. Listen, I'm going to one more request of the morning. And when we come back, the studio is open. If anyone has something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in this morning. And share with us if you have something you would like to share, or say something if you have something you would like to say. Hallelujah. Mr. Zach Williams this morning, and no longer a slave.
I'm no longer. Oh, I am a child of God. Oh, I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. You unravel me with a melody, and you surround me. Of deliverance from my enemies until all my fears are gone. And I'm no longer a slave of fear. Oh, I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave of fear.
than just a radio. This is Jesus in the Morning Radio, spreading the good news of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jeremiah this morning. Jeremiah said he couldn't do it. He was a child. He just couldn't do it. But when God got through, God showed him. Jeremiah, don't say that. Don't say that. Hey, I'm Almighty God. I can do anything. There's nothing too hard for me to do. And this morning for each of us, no need to tell God, Lord, I can't do this. And Lord, I'm not, Lord, help me. Show me the way. He put his hand on Jeremiah's mouth and put the words in his mouth. Yeah. So there's no excuse why we can't witness. No excuse why we cannot witness today. Yeah. He said this in his word, if you're ashamed to own him before others, he'll be ashamed to own you before his father. And that's not what we're looking for. Yeah. We want him to know us. We want him to tell his father about us. We got to get up from sitting down doing nothing. If it's nothing more than writing scriptures on a piece of paper, tearing them off, passing them to other people and keep going. Do something to lift him up. Do something to let the world know there is a Savior here if you want to be saved. Yeah. If you want to be able to go through this thing that we're going through in peace, you need a risen Savior. You need the Son of the true and living God. And if we can keep our mind on him, he'll keep us in perfect peace. I'm a living witness to that right there. I'm a living witness to it this morning. You called to tell me bad news about my young and I'm supposed to fall apart. But great is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. He got my back. He got my front. He got my sides. He's over me and under me, and he's keeping me alive. He's keeping me straight, closed in my right mind. If ever there was a time, hey, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. If ever there was a time for me to get the word out, now is that time. If ever there was a time for me to talk of his wonders, works, and make known his deeds among the people, it's right now for me. If ever there was a time for me to prophesy, it's right now. If ever there was a time for me to be there for folks, it's right now. Why, Barbara? The enemy think he got something cooked up. I can hear it in my spirit. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I can hear it. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that loves you. I'm here for you. I have all power. But you must lean and depend on me. You must believe in me. You must trust me. You must obey me. Keep the faith. Have patience. Pray. Praise. Work. It's not going to be all right. It's already all right in Jesus' name. Woman called me last night to tell me about her sister-in-law. She never had seizures. Caught COVID, went in the hospital. They put her on a ventilator. She started having seizures. They had to put the trach, was trying to put the trach in her throat. And breathing and different things started failing. They say that's one of the most uncomfortable feelings for them to have that ventilator on you because it's got something to do with down in your throat. Yeah. And they say it can be painful, or it is painful. But see, greater is he. Greater is he that lives within us than he that is in the world. We got to believe this today. We got to believe that God is and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. His word is true. We must stand on this word. Stop standing on your feelings and what other people saying and what you think. Stand on that word, and after standing, stand some more. It's already all right this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But we got to get real about God's business. We got to get in that word and let that word get in us and walk accordingly. See, I can't look at what everybody else basically really is doing. God will show you things, but I got to be concerned about Barbara. I got to take self-inventory of Barbara and make sure Barbara is on that straight and narrow. Because it's easy to be over there on the wide. It's easy to be on that wide road heading for destruction and you don't even know it many times. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. All of this is true. Every scripture you ever heard me quote, I may not have told you where it was because I'm not a Bible thumper. I have to watch them kind. They can tell you where every scripture is and this and that, not living nothing. Don't mean nothing. I'm here to tell you today. Go back to that old path and take a look around. Stay with God. Go back to the old path and you can make your decision. And I hope your decision today is to stay with God, never to leave him. He said they left him for vanity and vain. They left him. Yeah. Hallelujah. Brother Frank. Yeah, we thank God this morning, hallelujah, that we can do these things through him. You heard the scripture say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Let him strengthen us today. But we got to get real. We got to be sincere with him. We got to focus. Because I'm telling you, within the next year, you think you're seeing something now, more is scheduled. And what you going to do? God giving us the opportunity to put it into practice right now. You heard me say, I come from a school that taught me this: perfect practice makes perfect. They didn't say practice makes perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. And whatever you was in, they wanted you to be the best that you could be. Yeah. So that's what we want to get. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ah, thank you, Lord. And as soon as we get real with him now, he's going to get real with us. Hallelujah. Studio open if anyone. Okay, all right. I got you, Brother Hen. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me, Brother Will?
Me?
Brother Will.
Hello?
Can you hear
me?
Yes, can you hear me?
I hear you.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Okay. I saw your light come on in the studio.
Oh, it done hit it in the phone. Well, the angel must have touched. Somebody had to touch that phone. It's up there in the truck. But I'm back here. Well, good morning. And I owe you one. You know, from yesterday. I had to owe you a hello because Dwayne Fletcher from Fletcher Community Media told me to tell you good morning if I heard from you yesterday, and I told him I would. So he told me to tell you, hey.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Dwayne Fletcher from Fletcher Communications. Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes, Lord. He told me to tell you, hey, if I heard from you. I said, yeah, you know, I'm on the show, man. Yeah. So, yeah, it was good to see him yesterday, man. I'm just thankful to be in the land of the living one more time, be able to, you know, be around y'all, you know, a good, wholesome people, you know. In the Lord, and just happy to be, you know, keeping on. That's all. Just happy to be keeping on.
Yes. Amen. Well, now that is, you know what? A couple other people have told me that too. I didn't touch the number one. I didn't touch nothing. I'm not even near my phone. But see, if the Lord moves, he moves in a way where he can bless us. And then when we come in and we just say a few words on his behalf, he bless us. I know folks may not believe that, but if you just say, I thank the Lord, like he said, for being in the land of the living, huh? thank God for good, wholesome people. He spoke it out his mouth. He said it loud into the atmosphere. God can even bless that. Bro Will, I'm going to mute your mic because I'm on the radio and everything. But I'm going to go ahead and mute your mic.
Okay, okay.
All right, God bless
you,
sir.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, bless you.
ACR, you know that's Willie, right? Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, we're going to get together in St. Augustine one day. Whenever he's free and he let me know he's free and he can ride with me down there, we'll let y'all know and then y'all come and we'll meet in St. Augustine and fellowship real good and thing. I'll be done found a place for us down there. And so we'll all get together. But Will, I need you to let me know when you're free and we'll work around your schedule. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because Buddy have, I'm sure have thought about you and maybe asked about you a few times. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. So look, let me do a little roll call here in the studio, still open. So you still can press that number one today and come in. Dwayne Fletcher, Fletcher Communications. Oh, this boy could do some TV stuff. Yes, he could. I used to do an interview on the couch, and Dwayne used to record that for me. Did an excellent job. And he just kind of disappeared. And he did some stuff for Brother Will here as well. But good morning to you, Sister Angela Foote, and to your mama, Sister Annalie Foote. Good morning. God bless you. God bless you. And good morning, Sister Dorothy Goodman and Sister Jerry this morning. God bless you. God bless you. And again, Brother Willie, good morning to you. And good morning to you, Sister Spinner. God bless you this morning. Good morning, Sister Rita. God bless you. And good morning, Brother Frank. God bless you this morning. Good to see that number and good to hear from you. We missed you. Yes, we did. Good morning to you, Sister Simone, and good morning to you, Sister Sion. Good morning to my Nikki this morning. Good morning, Honey Bunny Pound Cake. Good morning. Good morning to you, Brother Anthony. God bless you. God bless you this morning. And look here, Bro Will, I'm going to get with you as soon as I get that pound cake because I want you to taste that thing, Brother Willie. Oh, my goodness of value. Oh, you going to tell God thank you for flavor. You going to tell God thank you for taste buds. Yeah, she bake a real good pound cake, and it's called Five Flavors. And I asked about the 7-Up pound, and she said she could do that one as well. And I just wanted people to taste it. I can't really eat it. I can't eat it now because God blessed me last week to have my fair share, so I can't do it. I got to get these pounds off of these knees. And good morning to you, Sister Rose Brown and Sister Mary Ann and Sister Melody Rose, to my God baby Laura and Mr. Mason and Miss Deborah. Good morning. God bless you over there. Sister Angela in L.A. in California. God bless you. Sister Lexis and Sister Lachelle. Sister Andrea in Philadelphia. Sister Keisha. Sister Diane. Sister Jerry. Good morning to you. I don't know. I miss Jerry. And good morning to you, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, and Sister Yvonne. And good morning to you, Pastor Claudia Boatwright. Good morning, Sister. God bless you. And good morning to you, Brother Louis, the main man holding that chat room down, putting them scriptures over there. I appreciate it, Brother Louis. Thank you so much. And Brother Jermaine, good morning. God bless you. And Brother Anthony, and Brother D, Brother Dan, Brother Mike Hopps, Sister Kim Hopps. How can I forget Kim? And Brother George West Perry, Brother Lee Hamilton, good morning to you, Brother Justin Gilmore this morning. And Brother Frank again, God bless you, Brother Frank. Good to see you this morning. And good to see that number. Thank you, Tex. I'm grateful unto the Lord because he will hear prayer. And he know what you need, and your heart can be concerned sometimes, and you busy. And God will give you what you thinking about. You thinking about somebody, and you say, well, I'm going to just pray for them. But God will bring them up so that you can hear from them. Yeah, and then make it all the better. And so we thank him this morning for his word. Thank him for all that he has done, what he's doing right now, and what he's going to do, great and mighty things for us. Hallelujah. And so we're thankful unto him. Brother Will, I got one I want to play for you this morning. I love this number right here. And it just makes me think about me and make me feel good to know that he won't let me go. I don't care about all this other stuff. He won't let me go. Yeah. He held on to me and he won't let me go. Hallelujah. So I will dedicate this one to you this morning, Brother Willie. Bruh Henley.
It was meant to kill me, sent to destroy me, and I thought that it would, and I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right, I'll understand if you wanna let me go, let me go, let me go, but you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go, go. And what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. It was meant to kill me, meant to destroy me, yep. And I thought that it was, yeah. And I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right, I'll understand if you wanna let me go, 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 go. Use it for his glory. was meant to kill me, it only made me better.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's me right there. That's me right there. And I thank God. I thank God he held on to me. Yeah, when I didn't know how to hold on to him, he held on to me. And today I can truly say God has blessed me and he has brought me from a mighty long way. This is the truth. This is the truth. He brought me from a mighty long way. Yeah, when I was yet a sinner, he died for me, huh? Woo! And he had a special date set when he would call me in. Yeah, he let me run as long as I wanted to, do whatever it was I wanted to do, but on a certain date. And the strange thing about it, I was ready to come in. I just didn't quite know how. Oh, but he made it possible that I could come in and he could bless me all beyond my wildest imagination. And I'm so grateful unto him for what he did for me in 1993. I'm so grateful he made me an offer I just could not refuse. Yeah. And I'm so thankful I didn't refuse the offer because I couldn't. I'm so thankful for that because he brought me on up. He brought me on up. And he told me that day, I'm going to make your life better than it has ever been. And he did just that. Because, you know, when you're in the world, you think money is the answer. You think stuff and things is the answer. You think having this and having that is the answer. But that's not the answer. Having God is the answer. Having his word and understanding it and being able to live by it is the answer. Because I was in bondage to sin. I couldn't turn myself loose from it. I couldn't stop laying with men I wasn't married to. Yeah, I couldn't stop wearing the tight stuff when I wanted to wear it and the weave and the whatever it was. You know, the big banger earrings and all the craziness. I couldn't stop that. I was in bondage to sin. I couldn't stop thinking about what people thought about me because I had a daddy. But then God come and became my heavenly father. Hallelujah. Sent his son and the son set me free. Ha! Whom the son set free is free indeed. I became free indeed. I was no longer in the bondage. I didn't have to smoke weed no more. I didn't have to drink no Crown Royal no more. I didn't have to lie no more. I didn't have to hide. I didn't have to wear what everybody else wore. I wore what was comfortable for me. He had come and set me free. He had come and taken me out of bondage. I see so many people in bondage today, and I look, and sometimes I look away, you know, and I say, Lord, have mercy. Because they don't even know they're in bondage. They don't know that. They think it's the way the world rolls. It's what, you know, is just happening. You know, this is the way that it is. No, that's a better way. A much better way. He said it was going to make my life better than it had ever been. Because I thought, you know, many times I had a good life. Especially when I had money. What? I got some thousands of dollars and you trying to tell me I ain't got a good life. No, you didn't, Barbara. You didn't have a good life. You was messed up. But when he come in, he showed me, if you got me, you don't need money. I supply need. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. You need food, I put it on your table. Don't worry about it. I bless you to be able to go to the grocery store and buy that which you want to buy. Yeah. You need a car? Is that what you're talking about? I'll supply you transportation. Brand new. Straight off the floor. I'll let you buy a car with no driving license or suspended driving license and no job. I have all power. With me, all things are possible. Do you believe? Did all of that. Oh, you can't find nobody to give you no money? I put it on the ground. Yes, he will. I'm a living witness. I'm telling you what he has done for me. Nobody but him. Couldn't do it for myself. He didn't find a willing heart to do it for me. He did it. I've been in situations where he sent their protecting angels to shield and protect me, keep me from all hurt, harm, or danger. He heard my prayers for my family. Oh, y'all don't understand this morning. Ooh, he loves us. And when there's nothing too hard for him to do who have all power that love us, we need to stretch out in him. Get what you want. Ask for what you want. But I would be asking for more of him. I would be asking for a greater anointing and strengthen me as I go through the trials to get this greater anointing. Give me more understanding and wisdom of your word. And strengthen me that I can walk according to what your word says. Help me to love. So the test for love coming. Folk going to get on your nerves so bad you're going to say to yourself, I don't ever want to speak to them again. It done got on my nerve to the last nerve. No, that's that trial. You got to stand and love right on. Yeah. I got people that love me. They just don't want to go a day without, you know, being with me. And if they're not with me in person, they want to be with me on the phone. I got to keep saying, hold on a minute. I got to keep saying, let me call you back. Yeah, because other folks calling doing the same thing, you see. Love. For God is love this morning. He said in order to obtain friends, one must show himself friendly. Now, that's what he said. Not fake. But for real, one must show himself friendly. For unto him for this morning. Hallelujah. Grateful. All right, Brother Anthony, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning, sir. God bless you. How are you?
Bless. Highly favored. Good morning to you, Miss Barbara. Good morning to everybody. I want to first of all give God thanks for life, ever strength, keeping my right mind. Thank him for the activity of my limbs and allowing me to see another day never seen before. And say good morning to you again, Miss Barbara. Brother Louis, Brother Frank, Sister Samoa, Sister Jerry, Sister Fion, Sister Rita, Sister Brown, Sister Kim, let's see who else, Brother Willis, this morning, good morning to you, Miss Leifert and Mother Leifert, good morning to y'all. And everybody out there tuning in, and I try to catch as many names as I can trying to help with this mic. But we just thank God for fellowship and coming together this morning and, you know, being able to hear each other's voice and, you know, thank God for, you know, the opportunity to, you know, to come among one another, you know, however, you know, God see fit and, you know, just get some spiritual food this morning. And, you know, just thank God for that. And y'all just continue to keep me in y'all prayers and keep y'all in minds. And, you know, I just think about what you're saying, Ms. Barbara, asking God for, you know, the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I ask, Lord, for give me overflow in my praise and worship and my anointing and my prayer life, you know, and Bible study life. You know, I just ask him, give me overflow in everything, you know, so I can continue to grow strong in him. So I just thank God for what he doing in my life and what he doing in y'all life, and y'all just continue to hold on and, you know, continue to press, you know, despite of whatever might be going on, through the good and the bad. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Brother Anthony. And that's what we want to do. And we thank God. Sister Rita said, good morning, Brother Anthony.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we're grateful unto him. Thank God for all he has done. Okay, Brother Louis, okay, I got you. All right, God bless your day. God bless your day, Brother Louis. Thank God for you. Thank God for the scriptures and man in that chat room. Hallelujah. So, yeah, we thank the Lord today because he's on our side in spite of us. And if he was not, many of us would have been gone way before COVID ever hit. Yeah, we'd have been gone before COVID. But he looks the young fault and yet meet needs. He's yet on our side today. And even, you know, let us know we can cast our cares upon him, for he careth for us. And whatever we're going through, we can tell him about it. And Lord, I need you to fix it, because I don't know how, and I don't have the power to fix it. But God, I know you're able, and I'm believing you for it. And then I look around and see if there's something I can do unto him. Because the scripture says to occupy until he comes. And I believe my occupying is working unto him. I found something I can do unto him. I found somebody I could help. And when I turn back around, he's already taken care of what I asked him to take care of for me. And so I'm grateful unto him this morning. I'm telling you, I appreciate him. I love him. I'm thankful. Hallelujah. You just don't understand. Oh, yeah, he's on our side. Hallelujah. And listen, don't y'all forget Sister Rita on GoFundMe. And we coming along. We coming along now. We're not as near, you know, as our goal as we would like to be, but we're coming along. And I was praying that it would be a lot quicker, but all we can do is wait on God. He's got perfect timing. And so if you're willing, and if it's a dollar, 50 cent, whatever you can give over there, we appreciate it if you give, because what will happen is this will bless that family. When they could give, they gave, wherever they could give. I was serving the children over in Hilltop, so Sarita would come and give, and she wasn't giving $2 now. And, you know, it would bless me, they'd bless the children more. And so they're in a situation now where they need help. And so I'm asking people to help them. And it would be all right. And I'm asking you not just to give, but to plant a seed. And if you plant a seed unto them, we're praying that the Lord would multiply that seed back to you. But we know he gives seed to the sower. And if we plant, he going to multiply it back. I heard people say, if I hereby planting a seed one more time, well, honey, you stop planting your seeds. I'm going to keep planting mine because I see what seeds have done for me. The seed planting have come up many times for a harvest for me. Every time I plant it, it come back a harvest for me. So I'm going to keep planting. So if you go to GoFundMe, you're going to look for Help Family Get a Place to Live. Help Family Get a Place to Live. You're going to see a car that's really tore up. And so that's the GoFundMe page for us, for Sister Rita, in other words, and for those of us on Jesus in the Morning that's trying to help her to reach her goal. And I've had people to say, well, I'm going to give monthly. You know, I can't give a lot, but what I can give, I'm going to give monthly. And that's even helping us to reach our goal. There are some people right now, they just, you know, they just cannot do it. But we appreciate your prayers. Keep praying. Just keep praying that we reach our goals. And it would be all right in Jesus' name. But if you can give a dollar, $2, $5, do that. You know, it might be once a week. It might be every 2 weeks. Whatever you can give, bless Sister Rita and her family. Yeah. And it's already all right today in Jesus' name. God loves a cheerful giver. Yeah. I've given so much. Many days I look around, I said, I wasn't intending to give that because I needed that $10. But guess what? I let it go as soon as I said it. Here come 20. Huh? He's that kind of God. He's on our side in spite of us. Yeah. He'll do it for us if you gave it from your heart. And give not really, you know, expecting back from the person. That's why we plant seeds, because we expecting God to give it back. Yeah, because we gave it to him. We planted it to him. Hallelujah. And it's already all right today in Jesus' name. And we thank him. And I'm looking forward to some things this week that God is going to do. And I'm excited about that right there. And because I looked at some things and I was like, look at the Lord. He's able. He's able. So is there anybody else have something they would like to say this morning? If it's no more than thank you, Jesus, I just thank God for the day. I just thank God for the month of September. Yeah. Because I promise you, when you say something, God bless you back. Yeah, just for saying something. Just for telling him thank you. So how many know when a praise go up to him, blessings come down? Hallelujah. I'm all right right there. Hallelujah. Amen goes right there. So, all right. No one have anything else to say. I will pray us out, and then we'll go to our next request of the morning. And we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Another week ended. He has blessed us up until this present time, and we're thankful. Hallelujah unto Almighty God. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you today for your word. Father, again, your word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. And forever, O God, that word is settled in heaven. We give you glory this morning. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, for there's none like you. And Father, you know what's on the heart of each and every caller, each and every listener this morning, those coming through the archives and the podcast. And Father, we ask this morning that you would fix their hearts and regulate their minds. We ask this morning that you would supply the need today, O God, that you would show up in their lives and bless like never before. Lord, with all this going on, we're still looking to you for blessings and miracles, because you're the one who can do all of this. With you, nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. The earth is yours, Father, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. We ask that you would move today again in the name of Jesus. And Father, as we go out this morning, bless our going out. Bless our coming in. And Father, let not a one of us contract nothing but you. Let not a one of us contract nothing but your word and your spirit and praise and worship unto you. Let our families be healthy, God. Let them not contract nothing but you in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory for it right now. Hallelujah. We give you the honor and the praise. And Father, those that are sick in every hospital, Father, if it would be your will, we ask right now that you would touch and heal, God. Lord, deliver them from pain and suffering in the name of Jesus. For Lord, you took a beating for the healing of the nation. There's yet healing in the hem of your garment. It's you, Father, that heal all manner of sickness and disease. Do it today for your glory. And Father, we know that your ears are not deaf, your arms are not too short to reach down. But we ask that you would remember those that's left in Afghanistan. Lord, send them back home to America, if it be your will. For Lord, we don't know your full plan. We see what we see, but we don't know. But God, we ask that you would do it in the name of Jesus. And Father, those that are suffering from Ida and New York and L.A. and everywhere, oh God, Louisiana, that they're suffering, Lord, I ask that you would bring it together. We touch and agree on it, that God, you would make it better for them and that you would fix it. And Lord, whatever's causing these things to come their way, we bind it up this morning and cast it back to the pits of hell. And Father, if it be your will, we ask that you would stop it and that you would clean the land, that you would heal it and bring it to where you would have it to be. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise for it all right now, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And again, we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, September the 2nd, 2021, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye, and we go on our last song of the morning, and have a blessed day.
I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through, all right? Look at somebody and say, I'm glad.
I
don't look like
I don't
what
look
I've
like.
Been through. No, you said it to the wrong person. Grab the person behind you and tell them, say, hey, you, I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. Come on, Uncle Richard, please. Let's do it.
Jesus.